A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Daf Nun. Kiddushin 50A. Pagination is 99. We're starting from the Mishnah about 25 lines up at the end of a line with the word Ha'omer. Ha'omer l'shlucho. A person, a man, says to his shliach, his messenger, Tzei v'kadesh li isha pelonis, go be mekadesh for me, this certain woman, b'makom peloni, in a certain place. So he specified the woman, and he specified the place. V'holach v'kitcha b'makom acher, and the shliach went, and was mekadesh the woman in a different place. Eino mekudeshes, it's not a good kedushin, because the place was considered a part of the shlichus, and the person who's sending him is makbid. He cares where the kiddushin will be done. Rashi tells us that there's a concept which is going to be developed by way of contrast in the Gemara, but the concept is that in a certain place he knows he has friends. If people will say anything bad about him in that place, his friends will object. And therefore he feels more confident and more proper to do the kiddushin in that place. Perhaps number one, when the marriage is suggested, people will do checking and they'll hear good things. And also, after the kiddushin is done and the marriage becomes official, people are going to be talking, and in a place where he has friends, he's confident good things will be said, and if bad things are said, his friends will object to them. He feels himself in a better position for this marriage. If, however, he said, Harehi b'makom peloni, she can be found in a certain place, v'kitcha b'makom acher, and the kiddushin was done in a different place, harizim mekudeshes, that's a good kiddushin, as we encountered the expression, mare makom hilo, he was only telling the shliach advice, where it can be done, but not that it was a hakpada. The hakpada would be, if he says, be mekadesh her in this place. This halacha is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Lamed Hei, in Evan Ezer, Se'if Zayin, and the Chalkas Mechokek observes that even though the woman was identified, as the Mishnah is explaining it, the location is still a hakpada. In other words, if the woman was not identified, it would be obvious that the place could be a hakpada, because if he didn't identify the woman, and he's saying, find me a wife from a certain city, so certainly, if you found him a wife from a different city, that's not going to be a good kiddushin. He's saying that city specifically, because in his perception, there's such a thing as a social norm, or a type of girl, a type of woman from that community. We have this expression, whether it means anything or not, but there's certainly such a concept, a Lakewood girl, a New York girl, a Muncie girl, an out-of-town girl. We use these expressions, and if a person would be so open as not to mention the name of the woman he wants to marry, but he mentions the place, the place would also be an indicator that he cares about. Says the Chalkas Mechokek, the point of this Mishnah is, even though he mentioned the name of the woman, so that there's no reason for the location at first glance, the Mishnah is explaining to us that location still matters because of the reason of his supporters and his friends. Let's continue in the Gemara. Utna nami gabe gitin. We have a similar ruling regarding gitin. Ha'omer tnu getzel le'ishti b'makom ploni. A person says, give the get to my wife in a certain place, and he ended up giving it to her in a different place, puzzle. It's no good. But if he said, she can be found in a certain place, and it turned out he found her in a different place than the one identified, kosher, it's still good, and the concept is the same. If he's identifying a place specifically, he has reasons for that, as the Gemara will explain in a moment, because it's a disgrace to have a broken marriage, and he doesn't want that disgrace in just any city. If he's identifying where, but not specifying that it has to be like that, then it's just Mare Makom. He's giving him advice where you could find her. Utsricha, and we need this by Kiddushin and by Gittin, because I would think they are different. De'iash me'inan gabe Kiddushin, if I would have known by Kiddushin, b'makom de'lekurva ka'asi, he's coming to take her in, to become close with her, to have a successful marriage with her. V'hayasu rachmu li v'lomam li mili ilavoi, in this place, they like me, and they're not going to be saying bad things about me, so it'll make for a good marriage, to start off. V'hayasu sanuli, but in a different city, they hate him. Mamli mili ilavoi, they might be saying things about me. I don't want you to do kiddushin there, and I never agreed. Avagabi gitin dilurichoka kaasi, but by a get, we're separating between them. I would think maybe he just doesn't care. Who cares about my reputation, so to speak? What she thinks of me. V'iyash me'inan gabi gerishin, and if I was told this ruling by gerishin, b'hai asra nichali denivzi, we could very well think, in this place he's willing to have the disgrace of the broken marriage, b'hai asra lo nichali, in a different city he's not agreeing, so it's no get. Avol gabi kiddushin, but kiddushin, it's he and her out into the sunset, and who cares what anybody else thinks? I would think he just doesn't care what other people say. Tzricha, I need this ruling both by Kiddushin and by Gittin. The ruling by Gittin is indeed brought in Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, Se'if Mem He, where the Mechaber writes, Shliach Sheshina B'Sheli Chaso. In the laws of Gittin, if a shliach changed with what he was assigned to do, it doesn't work. For example, Teneu la b'makom ploni, give it to her in a certain place, and he gave it to her in a different place, that's not going to work. Lo asa klum. Now, the Beis Shmuel observes that when the Mechaber gives these examples of things that are changes from the assignment, he starts off Teneu la b'makom ploni, give it to her in a certain place, and that's enough to make it lo asa klum. The Mechaber continues and says, Al teneu la ela ba'aliyah, don't give it to her except on the second floor. And he ended up giving it to her on the first floor. That's also lo asa klum. But Beis Shmuel says that's only because he worded it al tetneu la, don't give it to her, except on the second floor. Because in this case, if he would have said, give it to her on the second floor, it's very unlike the case of give it to her in a certain city. Because we bring to the question our intelligence. And when it came to give it to her in a certain city, we understood he cares that it should be that city. When it came to give it to her on the second floor, it really didn't occur to us that the person cares whether it's the first floor or the second floor. It's only because he said, don't give it to her except on the second floor, that we realize that it's not going to be a valid get. Similarly, if a person would say, so you're going to give her the get, and you're going to give it to her in her right hand, that would not be enough to invalidate a get unless there were reasons to assume why he's doing that. And you're going to give it to her as you walk into her house at the kitchen table. That's not enough. But if he would say, don't give it to her except in her right hand or except at the kitchen table, that would indeed be a condition in the shlichus. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.